You are listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa, only on 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
Hi, welcome to the show. Welcome to Happy Families with Principal Lisa. I'm Lisa and I'm going to be with you for the next hour. Keep it at Pearl FM 102, the number one fun station in the UAE. Now today I'm joined by my lovely friend and mummy blogger, Sara, who's from Dubai. I know her and her children very, very well, and she's a mum that I admire greatly because of her wonderful Dubai Mama Instagram blog, in which she shares her journey as a mum, a very beautiful mummy here in Dubai. She shares a lot of tips and a lot of advice for families on what you can do with your children here. But what I greatly admire about her is the way that she is really trying to instill life skills, empathy, resilience, creative thinking within her two little boys, Dieb and Zayed. So look, join me after the break and we'll really get down to the bare bones of how she's able to do that with her little boys. So join us after a short break at 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE. We'll be right back and we'll chat more then.
You are tuned into Happy Families with Principal Lisa, only on 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
Hi everybody, welcome back. Thanks for keeping it at 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE. So I'm joined in the studio by one of my friends and someone I admire greatly, mummy blogger Sara from Dubai Mama. She's mum to two gorgeous little boys, little Dieb, the tiniest one, and Zayed, who was also a student in my nursery recently. So I've asked Sara to come on the show today because I really admire the way that she parents. So I just want to ask you, Sara, so look, welcome to Happy Families.
Thank you, Lisa.
So tell me about your, so you set up this, but what led to that? How long did it take you to do it?
It's been 2 years now. So I started my blog to guide parents in a way, you know, although I'm not an expert, but I've read many books about parenting as well as child behavior. So I wanted to show in my blog that parenting is challenging, but it is a lot of fun too.
So when I watch your blog, I mean, I was just looking at it recently and, you know, I mean, you've taken the children, you know, out to the farm. And I think on your blog that it can give you an idea of what to do. But so when did you start your blog?
2 years back.
So 2 years ago, and you've got something like almost 10,000 followers. I mean, that's just extraordinary.
Yeah, but on my insight, it shows more where you enter. So it's around 70,000 viewers.
So what kind of followers do you have? You know, do you feel that it's mostly local mums?
I'm grateful that for the past 2 months, I've gotten a lot of local mums to follow. And we've been interacting, not just local mums, even other mums around Dubai. We've been interacting over Instagram. You know, asking questions, talking, supporting each other. It's really great.
Because, you know, I've talked about this, you know, on the show a couple of times, that, you know, family life's quite challenging, isn't it? So tell everybody at home about your family. So give us a bit of an insight.
Okay, so my husband is very supportive, mashallah, and he loves hanging out with the boys, but he takes them out sometimes on Saturday mornings.
How old are the boys now?
The boys are, Zayed is 4, and Dieb is 21 months.
Oh, he's still such a little tot, and he's really speaking well, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He's saying horse.
Yeah, he says horse. We went to the petting zoo yesterday. They learned a lot about different animals and how to care for it.
What would you say about your family? What is your kind of family life like?
I mean, it's important to listen to each other and stay connected. This is very important to us. And in terms of setting skills, I teach the boys a lot about taking challenges. Like, Dieb was scared to feed the animals just 2 months back. But then when we started going to zoos and petting zoos and, for example, you know, showing him the aquarium and all these things, he was encouraged. So he took a challenge of feeding a camel yesterday without even getting scared.
Bless his little heart. Now, we're also joined in the studio today. Someone I know very well has popped by is Miss Autumn. Well, I'm calling her Miss Autumn because, of course, when we're at school, that's her teacher's name here in the nursery. But now, you know Sara very well because, of course, you taught her children. So thanks for stopping by, Autumn.
Hello.
Autumn's my daughter, by the way. If you didn't watch previous shows, welcome.
Yes, hi. I had the honour, actually, of teaching Zayed. And what Sara's talking about is very much I saw that. You know, Zayed would come in and bring things that he'd, you know, seen on the weekends. He was, you know, going to the aquarium and he'd come in and bring a fish that he wanted to share with everyone. He had great language, and that's because, Sara instills a very rich, their lifestyle is full with lots of fun experiences. Where, you know, he was so excited about learning.
And it's it's like your boys, Sara, are living hashtag their best life. You know, and I'm sure that there are moments, you know, where you're really challenged, where they've not put the shoes on, and you know, you might feel really stressed as a mum, or think, you know, as I talked about in a previous show, you know, having that awful kind of parent guilt that we feel. But, you know, it really does come across, and it comes across that way in your blog. It's really inspiring. But as someone who knows you very well, and we're seeing you on a daily basis with the boys, you know, we know that actually that really is you, you know, the way that you are with the children. But we're going to go to a break in a moment, and we're going to bring you back, and in a moment we'll talk more about what's working and some really kind of practical advice for families on a Saturday and they don't know where to go and what to do. So keep it at 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE, and we'll chat a bit more after the break.
You are listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa, only on 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
So welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa. I'm Lisa, and I'm with you today. Now, I'm joined in the studio by two lovely ladies, mummy blogger Sara from Dubai Mama on Instagram, and my own daughter, Autumn, who's a very, very popular and fun nursery teacher. And we're talking about family life and how we develop the kind of skills in children that we would want them to develop, such as empathy, confidence, creative thinking, and resilience. So, Sara, can I ask you how you are managing to develop those in your two little boys?
Yes, of course. So in terms of skills, communication and creative thinking is very important in our family. So we encourage new ideas and everyone is heard.
So when Zayed has an idea, you know, you're listening, you're ready.
Yes, of course. Yes, we listen as if we're not, we don't baby talk in the house. And we're not also so serious, you know, it's not a military. But I mean, we're definitely hearing our children. We're listening to them. And this is very important.
And, you know, and we said earlier on that because I know that I know your little boy, Zaya, because he was with us in the nursery. But what I always noticed was the way that you would get down to his level and give him eye contact. And often we see parents thinking, I know family life is difficult, thinking that they're listening, but they're up high and you miss that connection, don't you?
That's true. That's very true. I always do that because children see us as, like, you can imagine it like giants. So imagine you're standing, that's authority for them.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. So that's why we always, when we speak to a child, we need to go down to his level, give him eye contact and listen truly to what he has to say. And also we build lots of confidence in our children. It's very important.
How do you do that, Sara?
For example, we enrolled Zayed in judo.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was nice that they took him in at a very young age because they thought he would be good at it, and he is, mashallah.
So he's got a few kicks.
He's got
chops,
yeah,
a few.
Yes, he does. Yes, and it really built confidence in him. So we did judo as martial arts, and we're doing violin as a, you know, something to do with emotions, and it really gives that to the child, you know.
And just so that everybody at home can know, how old is Zayed?
He's four.
Yes. Mashallah, I bet he looks absolutely adorable in his little judo outfit.
Yes, he does. It's on Instagram. It's really nice. I do put it on Instagram. I was really against having my children on Instagram at the beginning. But then I thought about it. If it's teaching other parents great things about parenting, and parenting could be really interesting and fun, why not? I mean, we always read these things like, oh, I'm tired, or I am tired, but also it's fun, you know.
But that's what I would really encourage everybody at home to follow Sarah's blog, and it's Dubai Mama, and
Dubai underscore mama.
And you know, we'll be sharing this on the show, so don't worry, but it's genuine. They're on the most gorgeous, genuine videos of the children, which is like, and she is a very, very special lady. I mean, you're doing a master's in education, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Educational studies.
Well, mashallah to you, you know, and bless you. You're doing that whilst raising the children. But Autumn, can I come back to you? And so, you know, Sarah's trying to get that confidence and that resilience at home. How do you do that as a teacher in the classroom with children?
Well, I'm a huge advocate in also really, truly listening to children and having high expectations of them, and treating them as an individual. You know, I literally sit with the children at snack time and we have really in-depth discussions.
So it's like what Sara was just saying. It's about not having baby talk.
No, don't have baby
talk. Using the proper words.
Yeah, I use, you know, really big words. And if they ask me a question, I tell them the true, honest answer, because they're, you know, they're due that as a child, you know, that they need that respect. Yes. And but also, you know, I do a lot of facilitating independence and giving, you know, power to the children. So often I, you know, say that they're the teacher, not me. You know, we do a lot of show and tell. I give them, you know, a chance to come up to the front and discuss their ideas. And also for me in the classroom is they're very active in their learning, you know. If they want to do something, they ask me, oh, Miss Autumn, I want to draw a picture. I'm like, okay, so how can you draw a picture? Where can you get what you need?
So you're asking and leading with questions.
Yeah, they go and get what they need. They get their water bottle if they're thirsty. That develops confidence because it comes from within.
Thank you for that, Autumn. Now, Sarah, we were chatting in the break and about creating that self-responsibility and not always waiting for everyone to do it for you as a small child, having big expectations. You were telling me about your little Tiab, who's 21 months and he can put on his own shoes.
Yes, he can, yes. Here in Dubai, we're privileged with services, alhamdulillah. I try not to depend on that a lot. Yes, you do have someone to help you at home, but the boys have to sit down on the table, have their dinner or a breakfast. Yes, there are days where they would run around, and that's normal for a child. But definitely we do encourage everyone sitting on a table and eating alone by themselves. For example, when it comes to clothes, they would put on their own clothes.
So making choices. Do you allow the boys to choose what they're going to wear?
Yes, yes.
No, I like
Zayed,
that very
I would,
much.
Yes. Diab is still a bit young, but he does, like, tell me, for example, I want my shoes. He would tell me that. Yesterday, he didn't want to remove his shoes. He wants to keep it on. And it's important that I listen to him. He wants to go out. He doesn't want to come back home. He wants to play more. And then I would tell him, no, you know, Diab, we have... I would talk to him, although he's young, he's 21 months old. Yeah. But I would talk to him, I would tell him, listen, Diab, we're going into the shower now, and then we're going to have a story, a reading at night. We usually have that every night. And then we're going to have dinner and sleep. And then tomorrow morning, we can go out and do something fun, like walk or go to the park. I would talk to him like this, as if he's a big boy, you know?
Yes. I wonder if Autumn will remember this. I remember saying to the children about, you know, that it was really important that they slept at night. And I demonstrated it one day of when they'd woken me up in the night by saying, you see, look, if I don't get any sleep, I'm no fun at the park. You see, so you have to let mummy sleep. So would you say you remember that, Autumn, about the way in which we'd say, look, you know, we have to go to sleep, otherwise we won't have the energy for the beach. What would you say?
Yeah, and I really admire that, and I completely agree. And I think no matter the age of the child, they need to know the reasons why and to really listen. You know, he was communicating to mummy, look, I want to have my shoes on because I want to play. And she understood that need. You know, children are just looking for their needs to be met. And she explained, and then I'm sure there was no tantrum because he knew. And often tantrums happen because children feel frustrated because they're 21 months and they're like, I'm trying to tell you something and you don't understand. And you're not listening. So that is a perfect example of the way it should be.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, and I think it's really important that we understand children, you know, and perhaps try to see things through the eyes of a child, in that, you know, I really want to move. I've got so much energy and there's so much I want to tell you and there's so much I want to say. But, you know, mummy, you're on the phone, or, you know, but it's there's so many challenges on family life. Do you feel that, Sarah? Tara, do you feel that it can be quite challenging as a family? What are your thoughts on that?
It could be challenging sometimes, but, you know, it's just built-in thoughts for the kids.
Yeah.
You just explain to them.
So it's still coming back in the things that you've said before, which were about not using baby talks or using big talk, explaining what's happening, really connecting, really listening.
Yeah.
I use a technique in the nursery which I call anchoring, which is when I'm explaining something to a child, I will also lightly touch them. So I'll touch their arm or I'll hold their hand. So not only am I giving the eye contact, I'm really giving that physical touch, which anchors us both in that moment of trying to understand each other. But so, you know, on your blog you share a lot of tips and advice of different things that mums can do. What was the name of your blog again? Dubai_Mama. Okay. And so what could someone who follows your Instagram account expect to find there?
There's a lot of home-based activities. For example, it shows that kids at that age, 4 years old, could enjoy a puzzle, as well as a 20-month baby. He would enjoy blocks, putting on top of each other.
I mean, that's a very simple, it's very
motor
old-fashioned
skills. Yes, it's yes. Very old-fashioned, but it's very important. And it's also, like you said, it's very important for the mom not to be on the phone. Yeah. But yes, I do show it for example, for the first 5 seconds. But then I do put my phone away and I focus with the child. We do a lot of pretend and messy play at home as well.
I've seen, there's always, yes. Isn't there one day, you have quite a few family rituals, like you always paint on a, what's the day when you go out on the balcony?
And we paint, yes.
Yes, that's right, I've seen it, it's gorgeous.
Yes, we do, and we do lots of arts and crafts at home. And of course, reading is very important. We have a reading corner at home, where the kids, mashallah, they go and pick up their own books, you know, and say, this is what I want tonight. And each one gets a book when it's reading time.
Oh, you are doing
each one has
such
their own
job.
Time. It's very important.
Yeah.
Each one has their own time.
Okay, yeah. So you try to find time for them as
for both,
individuals,
yes,
rather
but
than as
well,
a collective.
As
okay.
Well as, like, we would sit together during the day and have that family bond. But there is a time of the day where they have separate times. For example, we call it special time.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Nice.
So Zaid loves special time. Yes, I speak about that on my blog as well. Special time.
So what we're going to do, sorry to interrupt you there, Sarah, because listen, we could talk for ages, but we're going to just take a short break. Keep it at 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE. We'll be back very, very soon after this break with lots more from Sarah, mummy blogger.
You are listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa, only on 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
Welcome to Happy Families with Principal Lisa. I'm Lisa and I'm joined on the show today by mummy blogger Sarah and Autumn, who's a nursery teacher from Kangaroo Kids. Thank you for staying with me. Now, we've been talking a lot today about creating a really strong connection with our children, how communicating really well with them. Now, Sarah has a fantastic blog that I personally follow and love. But one of the things I notice a lot on your blog is a lot of healthy eating. Now, why do you think that's important and how are you achieving that, Sarah?
My target now is to raise children who are healthy. And we do it in a way that it's fun as well. You know, like I would introduce spinach, kale. The kids love that. Eggs and, you know, important nutrition meals. This is very important. And I make it look fun, of course. You see that on the blog.
And you definitely see that on the blog. And in fact, it really inspires you to kind of, you know, get out and start making a smoothie or something like that. But it's so important. We were talking actually on one of the first shows that we had here. We had a children's nutritionist on the show, Kanika. And she was just saying, like, with a great deal of passion about how that children's cells need to be made and created now. Now is the optimum moment, because what we do with very small children is going to impact their health later on, because it's now that the cells are being made. What would you say to that?
I'll tell you how I did that. What worked with me so much is taking them to the farm and explaining to them about where our food is coming from. For example, the other day we would go to BioFarm. And then Zaid and Diab would pick up their own carrot. And then we would talk more about organic eating and why it's, and what's the difference between an organic vegetable and a non-organic vegetable. So we do have these kind of conversations, myself and Zaid.
So really connecting with food, going off to the farm. And now I must just bring Autumn in on this bit, because Autumn, you did something recently in the nursery. It was amazing. Please tell us about your special pesto. Mm.
Yeah, I agree with what Sarah said. I think when you give children ownership and it becomes personal. So, for example, Zaid took his own carrot. He's going to connect more with that. So he's going to want to eat it because he personally picked it. And this is what we did in the nursery. We're very lucky to have a lovely big garden and we grow basil. And one of the children had, you know, pesto pasta one day and expressed how they'd love to make it. And of course, they've only had pesto out of a jar. So I said, okay, well, we'll make it. So we went out to the garden and we picked the basil. We washed it. We picked some rocket. This is all grown by us in the nursery from a seed, which they tend to themselves, which is, they love
They're
it.
They're quite enthusiastic with the watering can, so aren't they?
Yeah. And yeah, we picked the basil, we washed it, and then I put it in the Nutribullet with some peas. They put some olive oil, some salt, some pepper, no nuts. So we made it like a nut-free version, and they stirred it into the pasta and they loved it. And obviously it's really healthy. It had rocket, it had basil, fresh basil.
But you know, parents listening at home, they could do that too. You know, you can buy the basil in those pots, can't you, from the supermarket, you know, water them for a few days, and then you can say, look how much they've grown, and you know, get them in the food processor and make that pesto. What else have you made at home, Sarah, with the boys? What's a big hit, a healthy hit with your two little ones?
Spirulina and pitaya. I would mix it and make colors out of it. And of course, it's so healthy. People can read about the benefits of spirulina and pitaya. So they would eat that.
I don't know. Tell me about pitaya. I know about spirulina because that's like a seaweed, isn't it? But what's pitaya?
It's from dragon fruit.
And so you make colors and paint with it and then eat it.
Yes, exactly. And they would eat it. I mean, it's pink, purple. I turn it into pink, purple and blue. And they love it. And we also do the popsicles out of that and berries. And we would do it, all of us together, like mom, dad, myself, mom, dad and the boys.
Listening at home, you can't see my face. I'm looking at Sarah right now with just so much like, wow, wow.
So you
are making popsicles as a family out of spirulina and pitaya.
Yes.
Wow,
powders,
you guys need an award. You are an absolute inspiration. So how do you do that? So you...
It's making a powder, okay. And I would mix it, for example, with cream cheese, or I would put it in the coconut milk to make the popsicles, or into the oats. You know, a different kind of recipe.
Wow, that is just so impressive.
It's just fun for the boys, you know?
I know.
It's so much fun.
I know,
and they would
fun.
Eat the whole thing. It's really impressive.
I know it's fun, but you see, that why it's inspiring is that you've given this so much thought. And look, we'll probably have to wrap up again in a moment and go to another break. But when I first met you, you were expecting little Diab, who's now 21 months, you know, and you were working, weren't you? You know, and that was quite a challenge for you, wasn't it?
I did a routine. I would still go to the gym till the 9th month. It never stopped me from my lifestyle. Okay. Being pregnant shouldn't stop you from a certain lifestyle. And it was challenging to work. But after I gave birth to Diab, I just put a routine in place.
Okay, so actually I'm reading a book about this at the moment called The Power of Habit. And it is about setting up routines and habits. And we can do that, can't we, within our own families. We can set up routines and habits, and that does help us to, you know, to kind of manage that work-life balance. But look, we're just going to go for another break now, and then we're going to come back. And in fact, I want to touch on that a little bit more about how we manage our work-life balance as mums. It's, you know, it's a lot of pressure on us. So look, stay tuned. Keep it at 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE. And we will be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned into Happy Families with Principal Lisa. Only on 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
Hi, welcome back everybody. You're listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa. Thank you for staying tuned with us. So I'm joined in the studio today by mummy blogger Sarah and Miss Autumn from Kangaroo Kids, a nursery teacher. So just before we went to the break, we wanted to say about the kind of work-life balance and how we do that as parents. But Sarah, what do you think is a parent's role within a family? What really are we aiming to do?
It's a very important question, Lisa. Thank you. First of all, my main role as a parent, myself and my husband, is to raise emotionally intelligent children. And how do we do that? We help them label emotions, for example. And we set limits and help them to problem solve, you know? And listen carefully to emotions. This is very important. And I believe emotions is an opportunity for a teaching. And that's what I believe.
Okay, so you feel that when children are feeling emotions, that this is really a chance to talk about what are they? How does it feel?
Yes, it's an opportunity for teaching, definitely. And something else that's very important, to raise smart, empathetic children who respect everyone. And as, of course, our late Sheikh Zayed said, Allah yarhamah, to treat every person, no matter his race, as special soul. And this is a mark of Islam. And he would always say that, and it's beautiful.
As a special soul. And as teachers, that's really what we should be feeling, is that all of those little people sat listening to us, hanging on our every word as a teacher, is a little soul. It's a little person of the future. And they've got a lot to say, and you know, we want to listen to them. What would you say to that, Miss Autumn? How would you, does that sense of them being little souls, the little people of the future, affect the way that you teach in your classroom?
Definitely. And it's something that I really try to instill in my classroom every single day. Is that when they ask me something, I get down and I look at them and I really, really listen. And also, it's about like the emotions that they feel. You shouldn't, you know, brush past it or think that they're being too sensitive. It's, you know, emotions are something, a learning experience, and we feel them too as adults. And actually, they're more exaggerated for that, you know, little person in front of you that's really struggling, because, you know, I'm wiser, I'm older, so I've, you know, managed to understand my emotions, but they're not quite there yet. So it's your job to really, as a teacher, to really listen and help them through that, and respect them as well. Respect what they've got to say and respect their emotions. You know, really hear them say, I can really see how that's making you feel. You know, can you tell me more
because
about that?
Because the thing is, look, you know, we all want to be heard. And can you imagine, and, you know, we're adults here on this show, is that you're a little person and there is so much you want to say, but you don't have the words to say it.
Yeah, I always, actually, I have a little boy in my class who's got a little bit of a stutter, and that comes actually because English isn't his first language. Arabic is his first language, and he's doing amazing, but often in show and tell or in discussions, he takes a great deal of time to say something. And often the children in the class get quite frustrated, but I just say, everyone, we're just going to wait, and we wait, and it takes much longer, but he gets there in the end.
Because he might have a little gem.
Exactly, and we wait. We wait. You know, it sometimes will take a minute or two, you know, 2-3 minutes, but, you know, we hear what he's got to say, and I let him take his time. Because if you don't allow that to happen, you're missing out on a learning opportunity that might not happen again. He might not want to tell me again because I haven't listened. So it's really important. Those little experiences really impact and imprint on children. If you promise something or you don't listen, they remember. They really do.
Because they're not going to want to tell you something again. And as a parent, do you agree with this, Sarah? Is if you don't miss those opportunities too many times because they might stop talking to you.
That's definitely it. I agree with this 100%.
Now, we have three nursery visions and promises in our nursery, and one of them is kindness and positivity to everybody. And I always measure anything we do, any of our decisions, against our three values. But I often think that as a family, it's about having your values and what is your mission statement. Don't you think, Sarah, as a family? And I think you can really see what your family values are in your blog.
It's definitely to seek new adventures and choose happiness and love and respect each other. Be curious and learn. have faith is very important, and always pray.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Can I just hear those again? Because there was the one at the beginning was be adventurous.
Yes.
Wow.
So we've went to Croatia last summer, which was really, really nice. And also to Central Parks in London. And it's full of activities and things to do with kids. Boat rides and climbing mountains, and it was really nice. We really enjoyed it. It's important.
You truly are living your best life in your little family, aren't you?
Thank you. We try. Yeah. We try. Yes.
But I mean, you know, I really don't get a sense from anxiety or kind of you feel challenged, you know, as a mother. And you know, there were times when I was a young mother that I did feel that. So what do you think, you know, and just help anybody at home who perhaps feels that they're not getting that work-life balance, kind of, or family-life balance, you know, what advice and tips would you give them, Sarah?
I was privileged back when I was working last year. My company gave me lots of flexibility, so I would work sometimes from home, like at least twice a week. And it's very important to keep those family traditions in place. So a big part of it is family traditions. Every Friday we would meet for lunch, and the boys get to play with the grandparents and the cousins, and they love this day.
You know, and you have a lovely little family. In fact, I have your niece in our nursery, and she's a lovely little girl, mashallah. And but you see, what's nice for you is because, you know, you're from Dubai, you have that family here. You have that opportunity. For those of us who are expatriates, it can be quite challenging to find family life and community. And so we really try in our nursery to create a community feel. In fact, every Thursday we have community singing, in which we invite everybody to come and sing together. You'll have to come and bring Tia, because we'd love you to come. But kind of, what advice would you give to an expat family how to create
that? I would give an advice by telling them, make friends. It's very important to be connected with other moms and dads. You know, parents become friends and they become family at a certain point. And that's very important.
But you know, sometimes you might not feel confident. You know, it's like, you know, I'm going to be very honest. I really could do with going to a Pilates class, but I'm a bit nervous. You know, I don't know anybody in the Pilates class. You know, if anyone knows of a friendly one, let me know. But no, because we think, oh, no one will talk to me. I won't know what to say. And imagine if English isn't your first language or Arabic isn't. You know, it must be challenging for mums to go to the park and not know perhaps if they are going to be able to
make
friends.
Actually, this is very interesting. We live in a community where there is a park. And I get all the mothers together, myself and another lady, she's American. And we would sit in a circle every day at 4 o'clock with the kids, now that the weather is amazing. And we would play, for example, duck, duck, goose, which is so nice. And the kids love it. It's like around 25 kids.
Oh,
and all the moms and the, you know, like there are expats, there's also Saudis and there's
I want to come
locals.
And live next door to you.
Come.
Yeah, I do. Can I come and be in your community?
Yes.
That's so nice.
It's so nice.
It is. And do you know, one of my favourite times of the week in our nursery is our community singing on Thursday. It, you know, sometimes you might be feeling a bit tired. It's been a long week, but coming together as a big group of people, you know, lots of mums come, different things like that, and we celebrate the success of the week, we sing songs, and then do you know what we do? We put the music on and we just have a dance. I'm a big fan of that, actually, in families. You know, if family life has got really stressful, put the music on and have a disco. You know, I think disco is a bit of an old-fashioned word, isn't it? But now look, what are there any house rules in your house? You know, what are the rules in your house?
To be respectful, this is very important. We have someone who helps us in the house. Like I would tell Zaid and Diab, talk nicely to Wilma or Nani, you know. And they're very respectful, mashallah. For example, there is a certain time for bedtime, and they all know it. There is a certain time for lunch at 1, where Dad also comes and has lunch with us as a family. And it's really nice. We love that time of the day.
Oh, wow. That sounds
it's really
nice. In fact,
nice.
I saw
yeah.
Wilma on your blog. She
yes.
enjoyed the zoo visit
oh, yes,
as well,
she did.
Didn't she?
Yes.
She really, really liked
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. And we treat her as family. This is very important. But also what is very important, not to depend, because a parent's role is much bigger than depending on someone else. And Dad and Mom are equally should be equally involved.
It's about being a team.
It's
actually,
about being
isn't
a team.
It?
Exactly, exactly.
Creating
yes.
a sense of team, you know, whether it's team family or, you know, team football. Now, you know, we've run out of time and, you know, I just adore your parenting style and I'm so glad that I've been able to give you a platform today, though, really, for other people to listen to you. You have to follow this lady's blog. You can just say it again because I might forget.
So my name is Sara Al Saadi and my blog is Dubai_Mama.
And it's also been really great to have Miss Autumn from Kangaroo Kids with us today. So, okay, just as we close, can we have top parenting tip as quick as you can? Quick fire parenting tip. One from Miss Autumn as a nursery teacher. What advice would you give our listeners at home?
I think be silly. So be positive and enjoy it. It's fun. It's not something to, you know, feel tired about. And it's a fun, your children are hilarious. They are amazing. Enjoy them and enjoy the time with
oh,
them.
Oh, that's brilliant. Sara, can we have a top tip from you? Perhaps the best place to visit in Dubai on a budget. So I've put you on the spot there. Where could the families go?
I love the Biofarm. Emirates Biofarm was actually one of my favorite places.
Okay.
Because the kids got to play with sand and there is a little eco-friendly play zone. I loved it. And the kids get to pick their own vegetables. I know what they're eating, you know.
Bless you. I'm so grateful that you've joined us today. And I really hope that everybody at home will have gained something from the show today, because I know I really have. So thank you, everybody, for listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa. Stay tuned at 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.
You are listening to Happy Families with Principal Lisa, only on 102 Pearl FM, the number one fun station in the UAE.